1, 2, 3, 4, the rear, march! Detail, halt! About face! About face!
Carol, dear, about face.
Oh, Mrs. Finley, at ease, man. I'm sorry, Mrs. Finley, no visitors in the armory during the drill period.
But Colonel Reichert, you told us that we could start our rehearsals today promptly at 4 o'clock.
I'm sorry, but
now,
the National Guard...
Now, don't you realize I have a bicentennial musical to rehearse? Now, why don't you and your men go break a strike and come back later?
Mrs. Finley, nobody moves the National Guard.
Attend, hut! Forward, march! Ha, 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 ha!
Oh, fudge.
Oh, Mrs. Finley. Must I do the Betsy Ross sketch?
Now, Mrs. Naugatuck, a bicentennial musical about women in America for the past 200 years certainly has to include Betsy Ross.
But I hate this costume. It's too tight round me Betsy.
It's also a little snug around your Ross. Yes,
Maud, I have come up with the perfect idea for my number. I'm Sacagawea.
Sacagawea? You mean that famous Indian lady scout who led the expedition, the Lewis and Clark?
Yes.
Oh, that is inspirational, Viv. What's your number?
Tiptoe to my teepee. Don't be sleepy. We can fool around so...
Wait, Viv. Don't be sleepy, we can fool around. Viv, Sacagawea is a great woman. Tiptoe to my teepee. That's an insult to every Indian woman in America. Not to mention Tiny Tim.
Oh, ugh.
Bicentennial celebration. That's a great sign, Walter.
Yeah. All us Tuckahoe store owners have got a set of booths all around the armory. It's going to do wonders for business.
Boy, you know, that President Ford is a smart cookie. Just when the economy hits rock bottom, he dreams up his gimmick of a bicentennial.
Hey, Mr. Findlay, did you hear about Ed Feeney? Your wife won't let him sing Mother McCree in the show.
Oh, no. A show in Tuckahoe without Ed Feeney's Mother McCree.
No Mother McCree? Let's straighten Ward out right now.
Okay, Mrs. Naugatuck, this is it. Your shining hour.
Marty!
Ward, just a moment. All right, go ahead. Now, remember, you're Betsy Ross and pretend that I'm wearing my George Washington outfit.
Oh, General Washington, I really love this flag. And that is why I always say, you're a grand old flag, you're a high flag.
Wait, just a moment. Mrs. Naugatuck, I thought you were going to do it like Barbara Streisand.
I thought I was.
Not at all. Now watch me, Tommy. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And in peace, may forever wear. Have you got that?
Yes, Mum, perfectly.
Good. The number is out. What is it?
Maud, we just heard that Ed Feeney isn't going to sing Mother McCree in the show.
Now, you can't have a show in Tuckahoe without Ed Feeney singing Mother McCree. Marty, I insist you pencil in Ed Feeney.
Arthur, every town in America is having a bicentennial celebration. Ours is going to be different. We are doing a tribute to women in the past 200 years, and no men in the cast.
No men?
Men?
Well, that's absurd, Marty.
It's absurd.
You can't show the history of this country without men. There were no important women.
No important women, Arthur. How about Susan B. Anthony?
Never heard of her.
Dolly Bloomer?
Who?
Margaret Sanger?
That doesn't ring a bell.
Jane Addams?
I never heard of her.
Arthur, do the name Ruby Begonia strike a familiar note?
Maud, you cannot do a bicentennial show about women with just women in the cast.
Who'd come to see it? Nobody.
And if nobody comes, nobody will buy anything during their stay here.
And lest you forget, Maud, let me remind you that the only reason you got permission to use this armory is because Colonel Reichert also happens to own the Foxhole Liquor Locker.
He expects to make a big bundle selling booze.
He's advertising the 50-cent shot heard around the world.
Did it ever occur to you two that what we are celebrating is a bicentennial of American history?
That's why I'm running my bicentennial special, an electric carving knife for 1776.
Is that the same knife that was your Columbus Day special at 1492?
Mother, time to rehearse the finale.
Well, as I said to that great poet, Mr. Eliot, T.S. Eliot.
Finley.
Yeah. Hello, Colonel.
As you were. Now, what's this I hear about your wife doing a show with only women?
I just heard about it myself.
Well, now I'll brook no such nonsense in my armory.
Now then, dog-faced, get off this stage. If you want to watch, stand over there. And shut your big bazoos. Carry on, girls, go ahead.
Numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Dolly, Madison, Martha, Washington, Isadora, Duncan, Eleanor, Roosevelt, Harry, Nations, Colbert, up the Drunken, Betty Ford, Calamity, Jane Mae West, and Margaret Sanger, Claire with Luce and Bella Abzug, that bell has some clatter. Billie Jean King and Jacqueline Cochran, sisters, you're uncanny. Molly Brown and Margaret Mead and Little Orphan Nanny.
Yes, they were wise, but it's wisdom born of pain. Yes, they paid the price, but look how much we gain. If we have to, we can do anything. We are strong, we are invincible. We are woman, we are woman, we are woman.
Tell me the truth. Did you ever in your life see anything like that?
Mrs. Finley, who do you think you are, the Andrews sisters or the Ritz brothers?
Now, you listen to me,
Colonel. I'm going to telephone the general and get permission to kick you and your girls out of here, and I'm bringing in the Tuckahoe Catcho.
Colonel, I...
Ma?
Not now, Viv. I may have lost the armory.
Colonel! Ma, listen, I know you hated my Indian number, but listen to this one. When you yodel down the canyon with a loving voice,
Vivian.
So true.
Vivian, just a minute. What has yodeling got to do with the American bicentennial?
Oh, well, I'm saluting all the famous American women who came over from Switzerland.
Name one.
Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett, how do you know she is Swiss?
How do you know she isn't? Then another voice will answer.
Carol, have you spoken to the colonel yet?
I haven't been able to get to him yet, Mother.
Oh. Well, all right, Mrs. Naugatuck, time to rehearse the colonial number.
Yes, Mrs. Finley. Well, here we are, suffering the sad lot of us women, while our men are out there fighting the enemy. But mark my words, the day will come when women will be equal with men. And when that day comes, the men won't be out there fighting alone. They'll be in here drinking with us.
I'll drink to that.
Not with champagne. It's the devil's brew. Let me tell you my tale.
This is the story, a man and a maid walking along in the shade. He is a marquis, the son of an earl, and she is a pure village maid. He says that he loves her again and again. She thinks he is loyal and true. But then came the night when he gave her champagne. And not to do. A glass of champagne, but it led a poor girl into sin. Ooh, a glass of champagne. 'Twas the door where the devil crept in. It's just an old story, it's always the same. Just like the poor moth, she went too near the flame. She opened her wings and she lost. Through a glass of champagne.
Listen, ladies, that was marvelous, Mrs. Norbert. That's right. Take all these things
Mart.
Off, please. Yes.
Mart. How do you like this outfit?
Oh, come on. A bicentennial celebration is hardly the place to honor Lizzie Borden.
No, I'm Carrie Nation, the famous temperance lady. And as I'm smashing the whiskey bottles, I'm singing. You got no right to drink the booze. Wah, 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 wah. You got the right to feel loved and wah, 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 wah. What?
Never in a million years.
Maud, now come on. I practiced. I want to sing this song in the worst way.
You just did.
You won't let me do anything.
Maud? Maud, the Chamber of Commerce is screaming about this all-woman show.
Maud, if you do this, it is going to be a fiasco.
Maud, nobody's going to come to see an all-woman show, and it's killing business.
You're making a terrible mistake.
And I didn't put up a display booth just to lose money.
Mother, the box office is swamped, Mother. Mother, women's groups from all over the state are reserving blocks of tickets. No. We're sold out for the
sold
first
out!
Time.
Yes, sold yes. out!
Look there. Oh, I gotta get back.
On the other hand, a few of the tunes are catchy.
We'll make it.
Maud.
Now, Vivian.
Maud. This is Mrs. Amici, the entertainer I told you about.
Oh, yes, the one who does the imitation of Rich Little.
No. Mrs. Amici is 74 years old, and she does a specialty act.
Oh, very nice to meet you, nice. Mrs. Amici.
Now, you go right ahead, Mrs. Amici.
Yes,
you show
me.
Show
me.
Mrs. Findlay, I just talked with Albany.
Sorry. Please, Colonel, if you have bad news for me, believe me. All right, Mrs. Amici, I'm ready whenever you are. Tommy?
Mrs. Findlay, I don't believe you heard me. I said I just talked with Albany.
No, I don't understand. I am auditioning a show here. I'm sorry for the distraction, Mrs. Amici. Please, begin.
Mrs. Findlay, your show is out and the Tuckahoe Patch.
Now, please, Colonel, I am auditioning a show here. Have a little compassion for the artist. All right. Whenever you're ready. Come. Vivian. She's a sweet little old lady, but, I mean, what kind of an act is crawling on the floor? Now, please, in a very nice way, you'll have to tell her that she is out.
And so are you, and the cat show is in. All right, fellas, bring in the kitty litter.
Oh, Arthur, Walter, I think perhaps you'd like to talk to your friend, the Colonel. There'll be no bye in bicentennial and no sell in celebration.
Colonel, let's not be too hasty.
Colonel, I think you're overreacting.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you in five simple words, Colonel. Money, 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 money. They just heard the show is sold out.
Sold out?
Yes, and they don't want to miss out on the chance to cash in on it.
Sold out? Well, Mrs. Findlay, you've just earned the undying gratitude of the National Guard. And to express my own appreciation, from my liquor store, a case of red, white, and blue cocktail onions. I think I better call the general. Oh, fellas, hold the kitty litter.
Well, Maud, everything is all right.
Except for one thing, Walt. I'm quitting.
Oh,
Maud, you can't quit.
All you think about is the almighty dollar. I tell you, my heart, it just isn't in it.
But Maud...
Don't but Maud me. I mean, here we've been breaking our necks to put on a show that Tuckahoe could be proud of, a tribute to the millions of women who worked so hard to make things easier for us today and who will inspire us to go even further tomorrow. No, wait a second, you're right. You're right. For once, I agree with you. I will not quit. That's what this song is all about. No matter how much opposition we get, we cannot quit. And I want you to listen to the song that I was going to sing, because maybe you can get through your thick heads what we're trying to do. Tommy. Move over, sun, and give me some sky. I've got me some wings I'm eager to try. I may be unknown, but wait till I've flown. You're gonna hear from me. Give me some room, you people up there. On top of the world, I'll meet you, I swear. I'm staking my claim. Remember my name. You're gonna hear from me. Fortune smiled on the road before me. I'm fortune's child. Listen, world, you can't ignore me. I've got a song that longs to be played. Raise up my flag, begin my parade. Then watch the world over start coming up clover. That's how it's gonna be, you'll see. You're gonna hear from me.
Gee, Marty, that was kind of a cute little song.
Arthur, get out.
I don't care about money. I don't care about Finley's friendly appliances. I don't care about anything.
Now you go on and do the show your way.
Mean it.
Not only do I mean it. Listen, if you let us men do one number in the show, we'll make a tribute to you women that you'll be proud of.
And groping is key.
There's sexual freedom now.
Ladies and gentlemen, first let me apologize for my costume, you see, but in the finale, I play George Washington. And how he ever got to be the father of his country in these tight pants, I'll never know. That's neither here nor there. What I'm here to talk about is something that you won't find in your programs. It's a recent addition to our show. It's a group of men, among whom I'm proud to say is my wonderful husband. These men want to show us women that they support us 100% and that they sympathize and understand the fight that we've had all these many years. And so they've rehearsed a number which we've never seen. It's going to be a surprise to all of us. Without further ado, here they are. God bless them. The men of Tuckahoe, in a tribute to the equality and the dignity of women.
There is nothing like a day in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a day.
She's not much to look at, Nothing to see. Just glad she's living. And lucky
glad
to be.
She's living and lucky to be.
I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way.
This can set the cause of women back 200 years.
She was always young at heart, kind of dumb and kind of smart. I love her so.
Next thing I'll sing the girl that I marry.
A doll I can carry. That girl that I marry must be
the most beautiful girl in the world.
My laundry cooks my dinner.
She's a winner.
That does it, that does it. Get the guns, get the girls. This is war.
Oh, I miss the dear fingers, so toil-worn for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, Mother McCree.
There are no books like a day, and nothing looks like a day. There are no drinks like a day.
I'm Molly Pitcher. Hello.